Relax now. Sit down or lie back and relax. Let yourself relax as you listen to my words. You can relax as you listen to my words and breathe calmly. Remember to take calming breaths in and out in whatever rhythm feels most comfortable for you. Take calming breaths as you relax and settle in place to listen to my words. Let all other noise around you fade into the background as you listen only to my words. You're going to relax here, listening to nothing but my words, as you slowly sink into a relaxing hypnotic trance. All you need to do is let yourself relax and listen. You can feel comfortable and safe here as you breathe calmly and relax, listening only to my words. Relax, and let any noise but my words fade into the background. You can feel safe to relax here. You can relax here, knowing all you need to do is listen to my words. You can feel calm here, knowing all that you need to do is relax. I want you to imagine yourself at a stone archway set into a cliffside. Relax, and try to imagine an open stone archway leading to a long and dark stairway downwards. You can continue to breathe in and out calmly as you visualize this rocky cliffside. You are at the entrance to a deep and dark labyrinth just as you are at the beginning of a hypnotic journey. You're going to start taking steps down this long staircase, descending into darkness with every step. You will fall deeper and deeper into a relaxing trance with every step you take down this dark staircase. You will go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper until you are at the bottom of the staircase. You will go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper until you are in a relaxing hypnotic trance. I'm going to count down from 20 and with each number you are going to feel yourself taking a step down this staircase. You are going to walk through this stone archway and with each step downwards you will fall deeper and deeper into a trance. With each number you will go deeper and deeper down this staircase. As you go deeper and deeper, your mind will go deeper and deeper into trance. 20. At the top of the stairs, ready to descend. 19. Going a single step deeper. 18. Cold stone walls sloping on either side. 17. Descending step by step, step by step. 16. Continuing deeper down the dark staircase. 15. Deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. 14. The light from the top of the staircase starting to dim. 13. Knowing it's safe to keep going deeper. 12. Knowing you want to go deeper. 11. Nearly halfway down but still so much deeper to go. 10. Feeling as if you're going twice as deep with each number now. 9. Twice as deep, as if the steps are taller. 8. Twice as deep, as if your mind grows dimmer. 7. Deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. 6. Knowing you need to go deeper. 5. Feeling as if the archway at the top of the stairs is closing. 4. Knowing you'll soon be unable to go back this way. 3. Knowing that you want to continue. 2. Even if you can't return this way. 1. Arriving at the foot of the staircase, as deep as you can go. You are at the bottom of the staircase. You have gone deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper until you arrived in a deep and dark labyrinth. You can feel yourself in the dark labyrinth at the bottom of the staircase. You are in a deep and dark labyrinth made of stone because you wanted to descend this staircase. You are at the foot of a long stone staircase because you were curious to see what awaited you here. You are trapped in this labyrinth for now. You are in this maze and you are going to undergo a transformation into one of its inhabitants. You are going to transform from a human into a monster called a Minotaur. Your transformation will turn you into a human with the head and legs of a mighty bull, and this body will feel so natural for you. You will feel this transformation happen slowly over the course of this session, and it will begin all over again whenever you or someone you trust says or writes the trigger phrase, "You are a Milky Minotaur." Whenever you see or hear the words "you are a Milky Minotaur" and it is safe for you to become part bull, you will feel the transformation begin anew. When you hear or see the words "you are a Milky Minotaur" from someone you trust, you will feel your lower body becoming that of a bull and your head growing massive horns. You are a Milky Minotaur when you hear those words, and your breasts and udders will grow to fill your role. If you want to become human again and see or read the words "you are not a Minotaur," your transformation will end. You can feel your legs, too heavy to move while you're in trance. You can relax as a soft coating of a black liquid begins to slowly flow up your feet, starting with the tips of your toes. Feel this black liquid covering your toes and moving past them, flowing down past the soles of your feet to your heels. You can feel this liquid rising, completely coating each of your feet until they are entirely encased from the ankle down. Relax as your toes and heels become encased in this black liquid. Your feet are becoming encased in this black liquid, which is slowly hardening into a shell of black keratin. Your feet are now covered by two shells of hard keratin, and they are beginning to reshape. Your feet are splitting, the front of each becoming two claws. Your feet are turning into the cloven hooves of a cow. You can relax as this painless transformation reshapes your feet into cloven hooves. Your heels become a small third claw on each foot, but they are tiny compared to the cloven hooves now at the end of each your legs. Your toes are turning into cloven hooves that are sturdy enough to support your body even when you walk on what was once the balls of your feet. Relax as you feel the space between the front and back claws of your hooves start to grow thick brown hair. You are starting to become a Minotaur, and you are going to be brown and hairy from the waist down. Your legs are becoming longer, stronger and thicker. Your legs are becoming the sturdy and powerful legs of a Minotaur to support the weight of your new and more powerful body. Relax and let that thick brown hair rise up your legs, slowly coating them from your ankles up to your knees. Your legs are becoming the thick and hairy legs of a Minotaur as your change continues. Your leg muscles grow alongside your leg hairs. Now feel that hair continue spreading past your knees, growing out of your hair and replacing any human body hair you once had. Feel that muscle grow, stretching out to support your powerful body. You are becoming more of a Minotaur with each passing second as your legs become covered in the brown hair of a bull. You are a Minotaur, and your legs are becoming stronger. You can feel this brown hair slowly spreading up your legs. Hair is rising up your thighs as your lower legs have become entirely covered in thick brown hair. The soft brown hair is slowly reaching your hips. You can feel your legs changing just a little with each inch the hair passes up your legs. So you can feel the cow hair coating your legs reach your crotch. Relax as your genitals becoming surrounded in thick brown hair as well, enough to hide them even if you are naked. From the tips of your toes to your hairy hips, you are a minotaur. From your sturdy hooves to your thick and powerful thighs, you are a minotaur. Relax as you feel a thin tail begin to emerge from the small of your back. You are growing a cow's tail at the very edge of the brown hair that rose up your body. You can feel a thin brown tail sprout from your rear, and it's slowly growing out of your body. You have the lower body of a cow now, and it's only natural to have a cow's tail. Your tail is growing, and it swishes so pleasantly as it grows from your rear. Your tail grows out to have a bushy tip as it finishes expanding in length. You are a minotaur and you have the legs and tail of a cow. You are a minotaur and your body is a cow's body from your hairy waist down to your cloven hooves. You are a minotaur and your transformation is still continuing. Relax as the muscles of your abdomen feel more solid. You are a powerful minotaur and your body is becoming stronger than any human could be. Feel your muscles tighten up in your abdomen as you grow stronger and stronger. You are a minotaur and you have strength as great as any bull. You are a minotaur and you are a powerful beast. You are a minotaur, and you are still changing. You can feel a change begin in your arms as well. Your fingers and hands grow thicker and more muscular. Your arms are starting to grow stronger because you are becoming a minotaur. You can feel the muscles in your arms stretching to give you new strength. Your biceps swell and grow to suit your new minotaur body. You are a milky minotaur, and your next change is going to be an important one. Relax as you feel a tingling in your chest, around both your nipples. You are a milky minotaur, and it's important for you to be able to lactate. Feel your nipples start to widen as your breasts change to be more like the udders of a cow. Feel your breasts start to grow wider and wider, heavier and heavier. You are a minotaur who is going to produce so much milk, and the first part of that change is giving you the heavy and full breasts of your human half. Your breasts begin to feel heavier and heavier as they change and grow. You can feel your breasts becoming more pronounced, enough that you would not be able to hold them in one hand. You are a milky minotaur, and your breasts are so heavy that you need your muscular minotaur body to support them. You are a milky minotaur with large nipples and larger breasts. You are a minotaur, and your breasts are so large and heavy and sensitive. You can feel another change starting near your stomach. Relax as you feel the same sensation of your breasts growing larger begin lower down in your body, just above your crotch. You are a milky minotaur, and you are starting to grow a large set of udders out of your muscular torso. Relax as your abdomen seems to expand to allow the growth of a large set of udders the same color as your nipples. Feel your udders start to balloon up and take shape. Your body is changing to produce milk both like a cow and like a heavily pregnant human. You can feel the bulky udders grow out until they hang down over your crotch. You are growing large and sensitive udders the same color as your nipples, and they are large enough that they would cover your genitals if you were standing. Your udders sprout four teats, as sensitive as your nipples. You're growing four long and sensitive teats from your udders, and it feels so right. It would feel so pleasurable to have your udders milked by having these long and sensitive teats squeezed. You are a milky minotaur, and you can lactate now. You are a minotaur, and your breasts and udders are both wonderfully sensitive when being milked. You are a minotaur and you're going to feel yourself starting to produce milk already. Your breasts will start to fill up with milk with every step you take in your minotaur body. Your udders feel more and more full of milk with every second that passes, but for now it's merely a pleasant fullness in your lower set of teats. You are a milky minotaur and it feels so natural to have this powerful and well-endowed body. You are a milky minotaur with large breasts and udders that are constantly producing milk with every step you take. You are a milky minotaur, and your transformation is only complete from the neck down. Relax as you feel a new change starting on your head. You can feel your face starting to lengthen. Your nose and mouth are growing outwards, little by little. You can also feel that same brown hair sprouting all over your face, giving your head a texture more and more like that of the beast you are becoming. Your face is starting to reshape to suit your minotaur body, and soon it will look more like the head of a cow or bull. Brown hair is growing on your face, and soon your body will fully be that of a minotaur. Feel your nose and mouth continue to grow out. Your nose and mouth are gradually becoming a bovine snout. Relax and feel your eyes being pushed to the side of your increasingly large nose and snout. Your facial features are rearranging to fit your new minotaur body by becoming more bovine. Your nose and mouth have combined into a snout. Your ears are changing as well. Feel your ears become longer and floppier as they grow out. You can feel your ears become the long ears of a cow as they begin to droop down. Your hairy ears are beginning to droop down as they lengthen. You can let yourself relax as the final part of your transformation begins. Just behind your cow ears, you can feel two spots on your head begin to bulge out. Your minotaur horns are beginning to grow out of the sides of your head. Relax, and let the two long curved horns of a minotaur begin to slowly grow from your head. Relax, as you become a horned minotaur. Your horns are long and curved like a bull and they suit your appearance as a minotaur so well. You are a milky minotaur now, in mind and body. Your transformation has given you the powerful body of a half-human beast. Your minotaur body has strong muscles and an equally impressive set of lactating breasts and udders. Your hairy lower body is identical to the cloven hooves of a bull. Your bull-like face and long horns look so natural to you now. You are a milky minotaur, a human with a bull's legs and head, and you can feel proud of your powerful new body. You are a milky minotaur, and you can return to this state whenever you hear or see those words. You are a milky minotaur, and for the moment you are in a deep and dark labyrinth. Your mind is that of a beast while you are here, and you have your own instincts as a minotaur. You are a naked minotaur and you are alone in this dark and endless labyrinth. You are filled with an urge to patrol this maze, as all minotaurs are. You begin to walk through the maze, taking step after step into the darkness. You take step after step across the stone floor of this endless maze. You instinctively know where the walls of this maze are, even as it remains too dark to see. Your muscular hooved legs easily carry you forward step by step, step by step. You're moving through the winding walls of this labyrinth, endlessly taking step after step. You are a milky minotaur walking through this maze and you are starting to feel your new body's urges grow. You can feel your udders churning with milk with each and every step you take. You are a milky minotaur and your breasts and udders are both swelling little by little as you move step by step into the maze. You are a milky minotaur and you find a long loincloth discarded on the dark floor of the maze. You hastily attach it to cover your naked udders and crotch, barely breaking stride as you dress your lower half. You are still naked aside from a loincloth as you move step by step, step by step. Your udders sway back and forth with every step, your sensitive teats rubbing against your loincloth as you move. Your hairy minotaur body keeps you warm, but every step you take still exposes your bare and sensitive nipples to a wonderful breeze of movement. You are a milky minotaur, and every step you take is making your udders weigh heavier between your legs. You are walking step by step through the maze, and every step is making your body produce more and more milk. Your breasts feel like they've swollen up by a cup size already, your nipples feeling more sensitive as you move step by step, step by step. Your body is the muscular and powerful body of a minotaur, and you feel that a normal human would already be so weighed down by the heavy udders and breasts that they would fall to their knees. You are a strong minotaur and you are moving forward step by step, trying not to submit to your growing urges. You are a milky minotaur, and you know if you stop moving you will need to milk yourself. Relax, as you continue to walk through the dark halls of the labyrinth. You are moving step by step through this maze. Relax, as the walls of this labyrinth are the only world you need to think about. Relax, and keep walking these endlessly twisting and turning halls, going step by step. You can feel your body flushing hot with primal instincts as you move. You are a milky minotaur, and your breasts are full with milk. As you go step by step through the maze, you can feel your sensitive nipples start to leak. You are leaking a small but steady stream of milk from your large breasts. Feel that trickle of your own milk run down your muscular torso to your bulging udders. Step by step you feel your loincloth starting to grow wet as your swelling udders begin to overflow as well. Your udders are becoming so large and full, and they only feel larger with each step you take. You can barely walk with your bulging udders rubbing against your legs. Your udders and teats feel so sensitive that even the touch of your moving minotaur legs is enough to send jolts of excitement through your whole body. You are a milky minotaur and you are producing so much milk that you can barely control your body. You are a milky minotaur, and you need to be milked. Feel your udders swell so much that you need something, anything to release the pressure. You fall to your knees on the spot, no longer able to keep walking. Feel one of your muscular minotaur hands start to grope at your breasts, desperate to start milking yourself this very moment. Your other hand is already tearing aside the loincloth, the wet and tattered fabric falling to the floor. You are naked now, and on your knees. You are naked and leaking a steady stream of milk that's running from your bare breasts down to your udders. You are naked, and your udders are so swollen with milk that your lowest teats are leaking uselessly as you rub them on the cold stone floor. You are a milky minotaur, and you can only let your instincts take over. Feel your rough hands each grabbing at your udders. Your muscular minotaur hands are already frantically working your teats, as sensitive as any nipple. You need to release that milk because it's too much to bear. Your minotaur body is starting to lactate, and it feels so pleasurable to help it along. Your upper breasts, like those of an overly endowed human, are already leaking by themselves as you pump and pump your strong hands along your cow-like teats. You are twisting the sensitive teats of your udders with such desperate longing that it feels just as good as masturbating. You are pumping your udders so fervently that your hips start to thrust in rhythm with them even as you feel your milk start to well up inside you, ready for release. You are feeling the milk in your udders start to pump out in spurt after spurt as you so eagerly milk yourself. You are a milky minotaur and there is so much milk flowing from you. You feel one hand return to your lactating breasts as the other continues milking your bovine udder. Your human half needs attention too, and you are the only one in this labyrinth who can give it. Feel your muscular minotaur hand running a thumb around your erect nipple as it squeezes the breast bulging with milk. Feel your other hand roughly pumping away, milk pouring from your overly sensitive teat as you try to resist the urge to moo like a dairy cow. You are a milky minotaur and it feels so good to be milked. You are a milky minotaur and you are milking yourself with so much fervor. You are a milky minotaur, and your own self-milking can barely keep up with the rate your body is lactating. Your udders swell up even more as your excitement builds. You are a milky minotaur and you need to keep pumping away at your udders. You are a milky minotaur and being milked is as pleasurable as masturbating. Both your hands are so busy groping and milking your cow teats that you can't help but thrust alongside your udders to help you along the way. You feel an urge to moo like a cow as you milk yourself. You feel a strong urge to keep milking until your udders can't take any more. You keep touching your udders, milking your teats with both hands, until finally it happens. You feel a flood of milk welling up inside you with the strength of an orgasm. You can feel this flood building and building, building and building as you touch yourself. The steady trickle of milk from your breasts and udders continues as you milk yourself, and you feel it start to happen. Your teats are pouring out that flood of milk now, your own liquid pooling around your minotaur hooves as you kneel on the floor of the labyrinth. Let the orgasmic feeling of your udders being milked wash over you as you spurt and spurt that warm milk onto the stone floor. You've just milked your own minotaur udders, and it felt so right. You can feel all four of the teats of your udders slowly leaking out milk by themselves now. Your cow-like instinct to have your udders teased and squeezed and touched is subsiding, but your human breasts are still so full. Feel both your strong minotaur hands grabbing at your large breasts. You have such large breasts that even your enlarged minotaur hands can barely hold them as you squeeze them softly. Your nipples feel so sensitive as you run your fingers over them. You are a milky minotaur and you need to milk your human half as well. Feel your leaking udders between your legs as your hands circle your nipples. You can feel the weight of two massive breasts in your hands as you work your chest just as hard as you worked those cow teats. You are a milky minotaur and you can feel the milk building in your breasts. You feel like you're about to orgasm again just from milking your breasts. You feel so good that you barely notice the flow of warm liquid from your nipples increase as you lactate more and more heavily. You are milking yourself and it feels so good that you can't even stay upright. You double over forwards, letting your milk flow from your breasts as you squeeze and tease and touch your lactating body. You are a milky minotaur, and it feels so good to be milked. You are a milky minotaur, and it feels almost as good as coming. You are a milky minotaur, and you need to be milked. You gasp in exhaustion as the flow of milk from your teats and your breasts slows to a trickle, then to a stop. You are a milky minotaur, but you've finally finished milking yourself. You are a milky minotaur sitting in the mess of milking yourself, but the pressure on your udders and your breasts is finally gone. You know it will return if you continue to move around this maze, a natural product of your milky minotaur body. But for now, it is time to leave the labyrinth. Relax as you gather enough of your mind to stand up, turning to a staircase leaving the labyrinth. You are going to gradually wake up as you ascend these stairs. You will feel yourself still in this minotaur body as you wake, and if you feel discomfort or unpleasantness, you need only say the words to become a regular human again. When you want to return to this minotaur form, you need only affirm that you are a milky minotaur. I'm going to count back up to 10, and you will feel yourself slowly climbing these stairs. With each step you take upwards, you will come out of trance a little more until you're fully awake. 1. Feeling yourself gradually coming out of trance. 2. Starting to ascend. 3. Your horned head no longer feeling so heavy. 4. Your own thoughts starting to be heard above my words. 5. Halfway awake, as if you had been resting all this time. 6. Feeling your strong minotaur body carry you ever upwards. 7. Your udders feeling lighter. 8. Your mind waking up from trance. 9. Your hooved legs able to move. 10. Your own thoughts fully returning as you see light at the top of the stairs. You're free from the labyrinth. Now, wake up.